כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So last week I gave the first of two shiurim, Hachona Leleil HaSeder, preparation for this magnificent, glorious night, which we have only once a year. And I promised last week that we're going to finish this job this week. So, B'Syata D'Shmaya, this is what we're doing right now. So last week we spoke about Matzah, Morer, Koirech, Hesebo. And I left Dalet Koises for this week because I think Dalet Koises, more than the other mitzvahs, are directly associated with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dalet Koises are Presume Niso. In a way, everything we do B'Leila Seder is Presume Niso. But Dalet Koises have the halachic definition of Presume Niso, just like Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah. But I don't want to speak at great length tonight about the concept of Presume Niso. But anyway, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about conveying the message. The message of Nisim v'Neflois, and Dalet Koises are Pesume Nisim. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, in Aloch Havav, Chometz HaMatzah, brings Divrei Chazal b'chol doyer v'doyer chayev odem liris es atzma kilu hu ze sheyotzo mimitzrayim. The wording of the Rambam is b'chol doyer v'doyer chayev odem laharois es atzma kilu hu ze sheyotzo mimitzrayim. It's not only a feeling, a subjective personal feeling, you also need to show with deed, with your actions. And the Rambam goes on in Aloch HaZayin and writes, Lefichach kishesoyed udem balaylo azeh tzarich lechol velishtot vomesev derecheles v'kol echot v'yechot bein anoshim v'bein noshim chayev lishtis balaylo azeh arbo koises shel yayin. So the Rambam also writes that the Dalet Koises are directly associated with Chayav Odom Laharis Es Atzmoy Kilu Hu Zeh Sheyotzo Mimitzrayim. And therefore, in this brief shiur, I'm starting off with Dalet Koises and then Mitzvahs HaHagodah. Dalet Koises Shel Yayin. Must it be wine or is grape juice sufficient? Some of the greatest gedolim maintain wine and only wine. That was the opinion of Rav Moshe, Igris Moshe, and Rav Eliyoshev, two of the greatest Torah giants, halachic authorities of our generation. Nevertheless, ani hadal v'hakotom, humbly say, I wrote a few different sources in my svarim. Minchas Osha Godesh Pesach, which for the last 10 years to my dismay is not available. I very much hope next year we'll have the new Haggadah. But I wrote in Haggadah Shel Pesach Minchas Osha and also Minchas Osha Chelek Gimel Moyadim. In my opinion, grape juice is wine. It is the same. Grape juice is wine. Besides Purim, because as you all know, you can't get drunk from grape juice. But besides Purim, Simchas Yom Tov, Kiddush V'Havdalah, Dalet Koises, Din Mitzanovim Kedin Yayin. And therefore, if somebody likes wine, he appreciates wine, definitely preferable to drink wine. But so many people don't really like wine. And so many people have a terrible difficulty drinking Dalet Koises Shel Yayin B'Leil HaSeder, Yuchid Lechatchile, drink grape juice. It is also recommended to not use a very big cup, because Lechatchile Tzolech Lishto is Kol HaKois, not Rav Kois. Dalet Koises has a unique din by Kiddush V'Havdalah Rav Kois, Rav Ravias. Dalet Koises Lechatchile, at least, you need to finish the entire cup, even if it's huge, even if it has 5 Ravias. And therefore, it is strongly recommended to have a beautiful cup for Dalet Koises, but not a very big one. Because you will all have difficulty in drinking 4 times an entire cup whether it's mitzanov and grape juice or wine, but especially if it's wine. I personally use a very light wine that has 4 or 5% alcohol. On one hand, it is wine, but on the other hand, I like it. It's easy to drink, not much alcohol, less sugar than grape juice, less alcohol than most other wines. So this is regarding Dalet Kaisis. And now, Mitzvahs HaHagadah. The most important and fundamental Yisoid is, the Rambam writes in the very first Halacha Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, Mitzvah Sisei Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Nefrois Shenasu L'Aviseinu B'Mitzrayim L'Saper B'Nisim V'Nefrois. You need to emphasize miracles. But in HaGodesh of Pesach, we do not emphasize, and we don't really speak about specific miracles, which is a pillar. And therefore, my feeling always was, Haggadah of Pesach is not the entire story. The Haggadah is a compilation of halachas, Mamore Chazal, talking about the centrality of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Ben Zoyma, that talks about Tzchilas and Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the year. Lo Ezechisi, Shetiyom Yetzias Mitzrayim Beleilois. That has nothing to do with the Seder. We have the story of the great Enom coming together for a Seder. And we have a lengthy enumeration. How many miracles were there? 10 or 20 or 50? B'Mitzrayim Alayam. We have Rabbi Gamliel explaining Pesach Matzav Amorar Shono Oichlem Al Shuma. But we don't really relate specific miracles. And therefore, in Agodesh of Pesach Min Chasosha, I have a separate section, which is a compilation of Nisim v'Nefrois that we find in Midrash HaChazal. And I wrote various different Nisim associated with each and every one of Aseres HaMakos. And according to the Rambam, that's the Ikar Mitzvah of Sipiyat Yisrael. And therefore, I think it is strongly recommended, even necessary, that everybody prepares. Look in Sforim, look in Agodas. If you have the Mincha Sosha, you could use the Mincha Sosha, but most people don't have it, as I mentioned before. But you need to tell the story of miracles. Mitzvahs Asay Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Nefrois Shenasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. And that is one principle. The Rambam also writes, L'Fi Da'atoy Shel Ben Ovev Melamdoi, and that is Perek Zayin Halacha Beis and Rambam. You need to address your children. When I was a child, my great father didn't really do that. He was a huge Lamdan, and he used to say Pshet Lech and Torah Lech. But the little children weren't really part of it, and that is very common. But the mitzvah is Vegadetu Lebincho. And then Rambam says, how do you convey a story to children? And the truth is, it's a huge challenge. Children have such a short attention span. And how could you explain to a child what's avdus? I think it's almost impossible. What is a slave? He never saw a slave. So the Rambam writes, Avodah Minu Lepare Kamo Yevetzeh Kamo Shifchezu. So once upon a time, in every household there were slaves, so you could point at someone. No longer. But you need to try, make an effort. So many years ago, I remember in my Shabbos HaGadol Rosh, I said that you need to try to explain to your children, and a year later, a young man came over to me, that every year by Leila Seder, he makes a puppet show, and he prepares the puppets and the strings, and I was very disappointed. I tried to gently tell him, well, Leila Seder is not a theater. And I don't think that Ovis Aviseinu had puppet shows. Leila Seder is the Seder night. Do your best. Look at your children. Talk to your children. Try to engage them. But turning the Seder night into a puppet show, I don't think it's right. The Mishnah Buddha writes, Simen Tav Ayin Gimel Sif Kut Nayin Aleph. But we need to say the Agoda Be'emo V'yiro. And to me, this was always a chiddush. Mishneh Berurah records the Shlo. And many years before the Mishneh Berurah, this is what all the greatest Achroinim quote from the Shlo. Choyki Yankov, Elior Rabba, Shechon Och Harav, Prima Godin, anybody that learned the Rechaim is familiar with these giants, the greatest Achroinim, and the Mishneh Berurah following in their footsteps. They all write. You need to say, Hanal Vagoda Be'emo V'yero. And I wonder, they all quote the Shlo, but the Shlo doesn't talk about Hagoda. He only talks about Halel. And to me it would be so poshut, Ein Din Hagoda Kedin Halel. Lo Hareze Kehareze. Halel is singing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is similar to Brochois, similar to Tfilois. Halal B'Leil HaSeder is like Halal in Shul. We could so easily understand that you need to say Halal B'Emo V'Yiro. But Agoda, you talk to your children. It's telling a story. Why do you need Emo V'Yiro? However, all the Achroinim say Emo V'Yiro. According to a comment I made a few minutes ago, the Agoda is not really the story. Most of the chapters in the Haggadah are not stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Some of them are halachas. Some of them are praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hi sham dola v'yisteinu v'lonu. It's not really the stories. And maybe we could better understand. Yes, the Haggadah is learning. It's studying. It demands aim of a year up. But what I want to say is this. Eim over yiro beponim soichikois, not eim over yiro beponim oitzvois. Eim over yiro with a huge smile, not eim over yiro of al-chait in Yom Kippur. It's a different eim over yiro. It's an eim over yiro besimcho gedoilo. Rabbeinu Yoni writes in Brochas Aflamadalat Beresh Perek Eino Imdim. On one hand, we learn there, Einoim dem lesvalem etoch simcha shol mitzvah, Einoim dem lesvalem etoch koivid roish. And the Gemara brings a posik and tilim v'gilu b'ra'odo. Is there a contradiction here? Simcha shol mitzvah or koivid roish? V'gilu b'ra'odo. V'gilu is simcha, ra'odo is yiro. Writes of Rabbeinu Yoni. In all other yiro, in the human experience, Simcha and Yira don't go together. You can't be happy and joyous when you're terrified, when you're frightened, when you're afraid. Yiras Shemayim is different. Yiras Shemayim is Yiras Aroyim, it's awe, not fright. Yira and Simcha must go together, and they can go together. And our Yiras Shemayim needs to enhance our Simcha. And the Simcha Shel Mitzvah enhances Yiro. That is the spirit of Eimo V'Yiro B'Leil HaSeder. Eimo V'Yiro. But lo da'ati, I don't argue against all the Gedoyim Achroinim, but it is the happy Eimo V'Yiro, and not the one that is terror, that is fright. So anyway, the Leil HaSeder is not a puppet show. But it needs to be a beautiful night in which all our children engage and engage b'simcha u'b'chedvo. So on one hand, we need to add on what's not in the Haggadah. So prepare stories. Stories of the Nisim and Nefilois. Relate to the miracles and try. Do your best to engage your kids. Ask them questions. I have my own personal minig. I give out sweets and gifts B'Leil HaSeder. Any of the little children that asks a good question, that tells a good story, that nicely says the Mamish Dano. And that's my personal Mechalkin Kaloyes V'Egoizim. You're going to give them nuts? No. They don't like nuts. gives them some little toys, some little games, and some little things that make them happy, that they look forward to, and that is the way to keep them engaged. So the fidate shel ben ovav malamdoy, and we need this unique balance, koyved reish and simcha, aim of yero, but a happy aim of yero. So last week I mentioned regarding koyreich, Shulchan Aruch says, you should try not to make a hefsek between Birchas HaMatzah V'Amorer and Koyreich, because we want to patter the Koyreich with the Broch of Matzah and Morer. So a person told me, he has a Chumra, he's not Mafsik B'Dibur, from Birchas HaMatzah Moitzi Matzah to the Afikoymen, because he wants the Brocha to patter the Afikoymen. I don't recommend that minig. First of all, it's not in the Poiskim, and what will the atmosphere be around the table if the father makes a tanis dibur and he doesn't open his mouth from the beginning to the seder to the end? Only sipi yetzias mitzrayim. It is important that this be not only a memorable night, a night of learning, a night of elevation, a night of gadlus, a night of cherus. It also needs to be a very pleasant night that the children will look forward to and the children will remember b'simcha. So that is the spirit of Agoda. The Me'iri says one should say Agoda behesevo. It is not our minig to say Agoda behesevo, but it reflects the atmosphere of Agoda, of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'derech cherus, b'derech simcha, and that is the spirit. Another halacha, which I haven't seen anywhere, but to me it is clear. So I wrote my sforam, and I spoke about this many times. What is the essential difference between Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is Nogea the entire year, and Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'Leil HaSeder? One of the fundamental differences, I argue, is Tzorech Lashmi Ala Oznav, and Brochas Daf Tezvav, we find in Machlokes, regarding Kriya Shema and all the other mitzvahs Shebedibur. Is it sufficient moitzi b'svosa v'tzorech lashmi ala oznav? La'aloch ha'kayim alon simesamech ha'nirchas kriya shema, tzorech lehoitzi b'svosa v'ein tzorech lashmi ala oznav. But I think Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Agoda is an exception. And Agoda tzorech lashmi ala oznav. And why? Because it's Sipur. And you can be mekayim Sipur with a whisper that isn't audible. Nobody could hear. So on Tofayin Hey, there's a Machlokes Prima Godem of Shloime Kluger regarding the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Do we say Hirur Kedibur? Prima Godem says, according to Ravina, the Hirur Kedibur, Hirur is also Kedibur of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Shloime Kluger disagrees and he says, Hirur Kedibur, but Hirur is not Kesipur. How could you call it Sipur if nobody could hear? And I think it's a pity that their machloikis is not nogei alocha lamaisa, because hiru lav kedibur. They should have based their machloikis alocha lamaisa, because by kriya shema, by brochas, by tefillah, tzorech leitzvisos vein tzorech leshmirazno. But it's the same argument. And I think what is not audible and you cannot hear cannot be defined as sipur. And therefore, hagoda tzorech leshmirazno. Do we find any other exception? We do. Mikra Megillah. Beis Yosef Tov Reish Peites. Beis Yosef says, all the other mitzvahs shebedibur, you don't need Lashmi Ala Oznav. It is enough Loitzi B'Svosav. But Megillah is an exception, because it's Pirsum Anissa. And there is no Pirsum Anissa if nobody could hear. You have a Chiyav Megillah Beinu Leben Atzmoy, but it needs to be fitting for Pirsum Anissa. And I say, Kal v'choy Mesipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, how could you define something as Sipur if nobody could hear? And this is Mamish Negei Halacha L'Maisa. Why? Because B'yamei Kedem, in days of yore, in the times of Chazal, and even in later generations, many Gedolim had the minig, only the father, the head of the family, that's seated at the head of the table, says the Agoda, and all the others are Yotze B'Shmiya, Medin Shomea Kohenah. But our minhag today, the common minhag, is each and every member of the family says the Haggadah. And it is extremely common, especially girls and women, kol kvudu bas melech penimo, mishum tznias. They don't say the Haggadah out loud, only in a whisper. And they don't need to say out loud. Lashmir aznav doesn't mean you need to shout. Doesn't mean you actually need to hear. It's not like koil ram of birchas koyanim. But it needs to be, if you would be alone in the room, would you hear what you're saying? Im lo yishmei l'oznav, in my opinion, lo yotzu yadechoy vasoy. So this is relevant. Tzorach l'hashmiya l'liboy. So when we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is not only about knowing. It is about feeling. Tzorech l'ashmiya l'liboy. B'chol dori v'dorecha avodem l'eres esatzma ki l'hu zeh shiyotza b'mitzrayim. Needs to be personal. The Rishonim ask a question, why don't we say a brocha on Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? Many terutzim. The Chasam Sofer in Drosh Chelek Beis has an amazing thought, and he says, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a process. It is a personal process every Jew needs to feel, experience, B'leil HaSeder. In the beginning of the night, we're still avodim. We're not there yet. And it builds up. When you get to Halal, you're finally a Ben Chayrin. So the Gemara says in Psochem Dev Zayin, a ger cannot say brocha ala tvila oy velasiyosan, because he's still a goy. As long as he's not a convert and he's not a Jew, he can't say Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvoysev. And therefore he says the brechas atfila la'achar atfila. When you can't say it before, oy v'lasiyosan, you say it after. The same Sefer says, the begilik of the night, we can't say brechas ha'ga'ula. We still feel like slaves. It is only towards the end of the Haggadah we say the brocha go'al Yisrael. And that is the brocha on Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what is the objective? What is the objective? What is our goal? It is threefold. Number one, chizuk in emuna. The Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, explains what is the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim all about, and why is it so important and so central in Yiddishkeit? The Chasam Sofer, the Ramban explains. Min anisim agadolim v'amefersom amod amoyde benisim anastorim shehem yisod kol ha-toyra kulo. It is the miracles of concealment, the hidden concealed miracles. Shehem yisod kol ha-toyra kulo. She'en lanu chelek b'toyres moishat sheneida shekol dvoreinu v'mekreinu emnisim ein behem teva v'men hagoy shaloyla. The miracle of life. The miracle of your everyday existence. The miracle of Klal Yisrael. The miracle that was still around. That is what we need to appreciate. And the way to appreciate is telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Objective number two. Halel v'hoidoye. Halel is an integral part of a Haggadah of Pesach. Amzu yotzarti li tilosi yisaperu. So when you tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is impossible not to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoidu L'Shem Chazdo v'nifla oisav l'vnei Yodom. When we share the story with our children, we must say Halal, and that is the second goal, objective number two. In Megillat Daf Chof we learn that you don't say Halal only by day, you can't say Halal by night. But there is only one night in which we say Halal, not once but twice. Halal in the Haggadah and Halal in Shul. And Chassidim and Sfaradim make a bracha on Halal that we say in Shul. But we say, don't say Halal Elu B'Yoyim. There are only two possible ways to answer this question. One is, this Halal is different than any other Halal throughout the year. And the other is, this night is different than any other night throughout the year. This is not a night of darkness, it's a night of light. Lailo Kiyom Yoekech Hashechu Ko'eiro. And this is a night which is Leil Shemurim Ul Hashem. And we must say Hallel. That is objective number two. And number three is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodeihem, asher etzeisi yoisa miyeretz Mitzrayim. And Rashi writes, al menash yekablu gzerotai. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi miMitzrayim, Rashi writes, kedei she'akayem mitzvotav, kegon Pesach, Matzah, v'morah. And that is objective number three. Gedera Chassidim explained the story told in the Haggadah. Masa b'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Ruzza, Rabbi Zayin, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayom, Yisubin, Kolo, Yisrael, Laila, B'Bnei Barak. And they told the story of Yitzias Messiah, Matshe, Bo Talmideyam, V'Amru, Rabbi Seinu, Ugi, Azman, Kriya, Shemash, Shachas. When they told the story, all the Talmidim, from big to little, the great ones and those that weren't that great, time has come. We've got there. We achieved our goal. Hegi azman likro kriya shema shel shachas to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim and ol mitzvos. These are the three objectives of Leil HaSeder, of the Haggadah, of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yehi ratzon shiyeh chelkeinu imohem. We still have 2 days to go. Take time out. Prepare. Prepare for your Seder. Because we hope that your children will remember this night, this magnificent night, all year round and forever. Koshen Freilichem Pesach. A wonderful, beautiful Yom Tov to all of you.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617 1111